Hey, what's going on, guys? I hope you guys can hear me okay. I'm in the airport, and I was thinking about something as I was talking to one of my students that I mentor about, you know, setting his goals and kind of dealing with people that don't believe in what he's doing, you know, the people that don't believe in the purpose behind his mission, that don't see the same vision that he sees. And these are people that I call dream killers. In many cases, they come disguised as people who love you. They come disguised as people who are just trying to help you become, quote unquote, more realistic. These dream killers are people that that will tell you that they're doing it for your own good, that they want to help you have a reality check. The problem with that is, and by the way, James, Massey, and Precious, I see your B1 in the chat. Put a B1 in the chat. Feel free to do that. This is a short commentary, so because I'm in the airport, so I want to be quick. Let me know if you can hear me also. Give me a yes if you can hear me okay. And so the thing about these dream killers is these are the people who don't quite have the vision to see what you're trying to do. They're not always bad people. They're not always trying to hurt you. They're not just haters. I mean, haters can be dream killers, but you should know better than to listen to haters anyway. But the dream killers are these people that, you know, maybe they're your friends. It could be your spouse. It could be your best buddy who's kind of telling you like that they don't think what you're doing is going to work. You know, maybe they're a person who's never run a business, so they're telling you that your business is going to fail because all they know how to do is look for a job and take the safe route, right? Maybe they're a person who just can't see your bigger vision, and maybe because it's hard. Maybe what you're doing is really hard. Maybe your odds of success, even on a good day, might only be 20%. Maybe they're only 10%. So maybe they're even right. Sometimes the dream killers are actually right. You know, that person who says, well, you know that if you try to climb Mount Everest, you could die. Well, yeah, you're right. People die climbing Mount Everest. Well, you know, if you try to climb Mount Everest, it gets really cold up there and you might freeze to death. They're right. You could freeze to death climbing Mount Everest. Or, you know, if you get up that mountain, the oxygen's really low and you could get really sick from that. They're right. You really could get sick from the oxygen. But the question I ask you is this. Why do people, despite the oxygen, despite the freezing, despite the death, despite the fact that people have fallen off that mountain, why do you think there are still people who climb Mount Everest every year? Why? Are they magical? Do they know something about reality that you don't? No, it's none of that. The reason that they climb Mount Everest is because there are some people who have the ability and the desire to do things that are hard. They're okay with taking that extra chance. Their vision is big enough where they're willing to endure the discomfort to at least give it a try. They're not afraid to fail, right? That's why, you know, for example, if you research it, running a marathon is not good for your body. Running a marathon it causes wear and tear. It can cause injuries. The mental fatigue you go through in a marathon, believe me, I did one marathon. I ain't doing no more. The mental fatigue you experience with a marathon is unbearable. So there are lots of reasons why you probably shouldn't even do it. But there are people who still do it. The Chicago Marathon, the New York City Marathon, all those marathons have thousands of people every year that want to run that marathon. Why is it? Well, because there are some people who have a vision that's different from others. There are some people who dream big. There are some people who want to do things that are hard. There are some people who don't want to take the safe route. They want to take the risky route. And the reason you got to watch out for the dream killers are the cousins to the Negro naysayers. The Negro naysayers are the people who just believe Black people can't do nothing constructive. They value ignorance over intelligence. They want to create chaos because they're used to living in it. The Negro naysayers are the ones who want to destroy anything good in the Black community. That's another conversation. I'm talking about the cousins of the Negro naysayers, which are the dream killers that are in your life. Talking about people who literally are just, because they are so defeated mentally, they are absolute pessimists. Everything you try to do, they tell you it's not going to work. They always worry about the downside. Because they love you, they're telling you, like, you can't do this, you can't do that. And I'm going to tell you, the reason I'm doing this video is because that shit is draining. It is very draining to have either a Negro naysayer or a dream killer in your ear every single day. It is hard enough to do hard things on your own without having somebody in your ear constantly reminding you of why it ain't going to work, why it's too hard, why it's going to be expensive, why it's going to wear you down. Why is that important? Well, what I'm trying to tell you guys to do is that if you are a person who dreams big, if you are a person who breaks cycles, if you're a person who takes risks, you got to be real careful about protecting your spirit. You got to avoid dream killers the way you avoid the coronavirus. You need to socially distance from those people, because what's going to happen is they will seep into your subconscious. You might be strong enough to overcome the naysayer. You might be strong enough to overcome the dream killer. But there's a point where you also have to literally quarantine yourself from the poison that has infected their spirit to the point where they don't believe anything can be accomplished, right? And that's important. I understand this very well because I got Negro naysayers everywhere. I have hundreds of thousands of them on the internet, just crazy people that just don't believe in anything good for Black people. And I ignore them. I have channels where I turn the comments off because I don't give a fuck. I don't need to hear what you have to say. If you have something negative to say, then keep that to yourself. Tell yourself negative things in the mirror all day long, but you ain't saying it up in here. I'm not listening to that, right? I have dream killers that have been in my life. I have dream killers that I've seen who said that everything I was trying to do with my business was impossible. It wasn't going to work. It's risky. You're going to lose your job. This is going to be bad. And you have to learn how to quarantine from all of that crazy spiritual energy. Success isn't just intellectual. It is very, 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 very spiritual. It is very, very, very emotional. You must constantly keep yourself doped up on the possibility that exists in your life. You literally have to become your own drug dealer. You really have to self-medicate. And I'm talking about things like meditation. I'm talking about analyzing and like becoming obsessed with positive thinking. I'm talking about studying mindset of successful people. Like all of that stuff is the antidote to the Negro naysayer. It is also the antidote to the dream killer. That's what you need. But really, most importantly, even though what I've described to you is a way to keep your immune system strong, that's how you protect yourself from those spiritual viruses, I also encourage you to do social distancing. That means keep those people out of your ear. Keep those people out of your space. I'm serious. Like, don't tell me another reason why it ain't going to work. That ain't going to help me right now. Right? And so that's my thought for today. I just wanted to share that. It was on my heart today. And I just wanted to share that for anybody out there, because you can't get mad at those people. Sometimes those people are not really trying to hurt you. In their mind, the ones who really love you now, I'm not talking about your haters. I'm talking about the people that really love you. They're really trying to help you. And sometimes people think they're helping you by making you like them, by making you come to their level, right? Getting you to see the world the way they see the world, right? And that sometimes can be depressing as hell. But these people are doing it because they think that they're actually helping you. And in a way, it's like, you know, because you got this big grand vision, this big grand dream. And because they can't even process a dream of that magnitude, their first reaction is to tell you that it's not possible and that you should hear their advice. And the reason I say you have to reject some of that is because in a way, it's like a parent trying to drive the car, and the parent's trying to drive the car, but they got a 10-year-old in the back who's saying, "Mom, we're never going to get here by going this route. Mom, this isn't the way to go. Mom, let me drive the car." And you don't let the 10-year-old drive the car. The mother says, "Boy, sit in your seat and be quiet. I'm going to figure this out." And then the kid's like, Mom, you got lost again. See, you're getting lost because you don't know which way to go. At some point, you got to tell the 10-year-old to sit down and shut up so you can focus on finding out where you got to go. So in your life, it's the same way. You're trying to drive the car. You're trying to go, and it's not an easy drive. It's a hard drive. It's not a drive where you're going to do everything perfect. You're going to make mistakes. And the last thing you need is somebody in your ear constantly telling you that the reason it went wrong is because you're not taking my advice. No, the reason it went wrong is because sometimes when you try to do hard things, it doesn't work out. Sometimes you have a setback. Sometimes you got to recalibrate. Sometimes you got to pivot your business. Sometimes you got to try it a different way. But none of these setbacks is in any way a confirmation that my dream is not valid. It is only a reminder that hard things are hard to do, and you don't do it on the first try. So I want you to go out here, and I want you to leave this conversation with one thing. I need you to increase your capacity to fail. I need you to be willing to fail. I need you to be willing to mess up. I need you to be willing to make mistakes. And I also want you to be very conscious about your energy. conscious about who you're listening to, conscious about who you're sharing your dreams with, conscious about what they're saying to you. The empowering people, bring them on board. The ones who are going to fill you up with possibility, listen to those people. The ones who are going to bring you that negative stuff, you got to cut some of that out. Not cut the person out, but you got to cut the message out. Because sometimes you have a dream that is simply above their pay grade, and they are incapable of even processing the magnitude of what you're seeking to do. You're trying to become a millionaire. Well, that right there is going to put you in the top 1% because 99% of all people never become millionaires. So that right there already means you're going to be a weirdo. So anybody in this room who wants to be a millionaire, just accept the fact that you're going to be a weirdo like me, and you're not going to have a lot of friends who are going to understand what you're trying to do on any level. That's just life, okay? So do me a favor. I got to go. I'm about to get on this flight. I'm going to Philly, by the way, and I'm going to speak at Art from the Heart Gallery run by Jay Ortiz out of Philadelphia. We're going to do a panel on NFTs. NFTs is something you want to look into. A lot of money to be made on NFTs. I'm going to research it extensively because I really want to be invested in NFTs. And we're going to do a panel on it in Philly. It's totally free. You can actually go to my Instagram. You want to get the information. My Instagram is The Real Boyce Watkins. There's my Twitter, by the way. Follow me on Twitter. And my Instagram is The Real Boyce Watkins. I'm trying to put it on the screen. Here we go. There's my IG. So follow me on IG and you can get the information right there on my page. And I'm going to get out of here, guys. So hit that thumbs up button if you could before you go. I love you. Good luck to you. I want to give you my blessing. You have my blessing right now. If that matters to you. You have my blessing to go out and be your best self. I am right now ordaining you to be as great as you're meant to be. I'm pushing you right now to go out and at least say I did my best and I tried and tried and tried. So even if you failed, you will still be a winner. You got it? Give me a yes in the chat if that message makes sense. All right? It was on my heart. I wanted to share it. I'm in the airport, so I got to run. Love you guys. Talk to you later. Take care. Peace.